very warm welcome to our prayer this second week of Easter, a season of new life and hope and the promise that we never walk alone. And friends, that is why we open our lips and pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 47, A God Who Never Leaves. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, let your bodies and your voices explode with joy.
Despite all attempts to rationalize him out of existence, God is in our world, and he reigns over our universe. The rulers of nations often ignore him. People of learning often pass him by.
God is not some human concoction. He is for real, and he is here. The masses of his creatures substitute their own little gods in his place and worship the things they can see and feel. Others build fortresses around themselves and announce no need for God.
Our great God will not be ignored. He will not remove himself from our world. That is his promise. Let us recognize his presence and fill the air with his praises.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is a wonderful, wonderful reading for this Easter season. It speaks of what the resurrection is all about. It's about understanding that there is something so much stronger that not even death can conquer it. Death cannot deter it. In other words, even with death, we will be strong. We will be great again, all because of the work that we're doing. It's all because of the faith. We have to make sure that we are strong in our faith, that we understand what our faith is all about and what it tells us, that even in our weakness, because we all grow weak sometimes, we all go to the point where we just feel like we can't go any further. But somehow, with that news of the resurrection, we are strengthened. We become new again, almost like children. I know in my own life, there have been times when I've just been exhausted and I felt like, why bother anymore? But then all of a sudden, I get renewed because something comes along and changes that for me. And I begin to see not my weakness, but I see something else. When I was a novice, one of the things that we had to do was to come up with a motto as a class for what we thought would be good about us, what we thought would say something about us. And the motto that we came up was, when I am weak, then I'm strong. So in other words, we understand that it is in weakness sometimes we are stronger. And even though we may be weak at times, it doesn't tell who we are all the time, that there is still something there that urges us on, that gives us strength. And I thank God for that. So yes, it is all about what we are ourselves saying, what we know to be the truth, and that is, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings, and they will run and not grow weary.
Sing to the mountains, sing to the sea, raise your voices, lift your hearts. This is the day the Lord has made, let all the earth rejoice. Holy, holy, holy Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Sing to the mountains, sing to the sea, raise your voices, lift your hearts. This is the day the Lord has made, let all the earth rejoice.
Trusting and believing in our God who cares, we turn and we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, these times are frightening. Headlines daily deliver troubling news. And if we dwell there, Father, we will lose all hope. Thank you for your protection and the promises we have in your word. Nothing can separate us from your love and the victory achieved by Christ at the cross. He is our hope. And this we lift in prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's no better way to begin my day than with all of you in prayer. Thank you for sharing a part of yours with us. And may God's blessing go with you now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day, friends. Find the joy. And we'll see you tomorrow.